Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, 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 Doxy Zion here, and I am launching my very first Blog Talk Radio show. Super excited to be doing this. I've never done it before, and this is great. My call is going to be very unique, actually. Just starting this out, so it's going to be an experiment. But I'm sure it's grown to something really awesome, and I plan to have guest speakers and friends of mine and entrepreneurs and teachers and personal development masters and law of attraction masters, and we're going to share and mastermind together and share information and secrets and formulas for you to get free, to break through, and have the secrets that you need, the resources and the tools that you need to also break through and have freedom, to get freedom, to get free in your life, both personally and financially. And, you know, when I say personally, that covers everything from mental, physical, spiritual, emotional, you know. So we're just here to share whatever we can, you know, in service to humanity, you know, called to service, called to duty for the love and the light, because, you know, we've been blessed with certain knowledge and with mentors who have showered their blessings and wisdom upon us and empowered us to be able to share this wisdom and this secret for you. So I'm just happy to be here. Let's see. Before we start, I was going to actually play a little track for you guys. Right here. Let's do it. This is Blythe Harris, Zillion, but just getting that consciousness.
I guess you're right on my heart. Really worth more than a million. That's what all those other people.
Zion here. And, you know, like I said before, this is the first radio broadcast, and I'm excited to do it. I used to have a radio show in Bloomington, Indiana, where I live, a radio station, WFHB 91.3, which was a community access radio station, and got a lot of experience there, and it was great. I had some awesome shows, had quite a following, had like every third Friday or Saturday, I can't remember which one it was, every third Friday night at like 10 p.m. to like midnight. So I had a perfect time slot right in Bloomington. Everybody's driving around listening to me. And now I've decided to do this radio station, Blog Talk, because I want to take it a little different. I want to be able to speak more. I want to talk about the law of attraction, personal development, entrepreneurship, freedompreneurship, because that's what we're here. We're doing we're freeing people with our freedom movement. And, you know, this blog beast power, this empower force that we're coming like enlightened Jedis. So we're doing a lot of amazing things. And so I wanted to be able to open up this radio show to be able to connect more with my people, my followers, and also introduce them to some of my mentors and some of my friends that are also on this journey with me, to help add some insight, contribute. And I'll be staying mainly on this mindset and mastermind focus, but we'll cover some different topics throughout. We'll see where it goes, you know. Tonight I wanted to drop a little knowledge about the law of attraction and the power of belief, the power of faith. You know, when you, I was telling somebody earlier today, actually, that, you know, if you were to say to somebody, you know, I want to make $10,000 a month, most people are going to be like, what's this guy talking about? That's not possible, or it's very unlikely. It's very, who makes $10,000 a month? You know, only celebrities, doctors, very high paid individuals, you know. And so when you say something like that to somebody, you know, most people, they just don't see it as possible for the normal, regular person to be able to make $10,000 a month. I actually know, I have several friends, actually, good friends, teammates, people that I work with, that are making $10,000, much more than that, like $30,000 a month and $50,000 a month. And one of my friends, Justin Versa, the hippie Jedi himself, he is making over $100,000 a month. And these are people that I, you know, brush shoulders with, mastermind with, go to events with, build with, strategize with. You know, these are my teammates. I haven't reached that level yet because I haven't been with Empower nearly as long, but I am wealthy and I have the vision and the belief now that I've seen, you know, so many people do it. Now I can say, you know, I'm going to make $10,000 in a month with full faith. Because I believe it's possible. I see it as possible. And when you can't achieve something if you don't believe it first, you know? So you have to, like Napoleon Hill says, whatever the mind can conceive and believe, it can achieve. So this is what we're going to talk about. I'm actually going to read a little bit more of Napoleon Hill because I have the book right in front of me. The famous, most profound book that I highly recommend, Think and Grow Rich by Dr. Napoleon Hill. I was listening to an Inner Circle audio earlier today by Paul Hutchings. His whole mastermind synopsis that he dropped on us basically was about how it's changed his life and how it's one of those books that you study and you got to apply a step, you got to live it, and then you experience the miracles that this book talks about in your life, you know, the type of breakthroughs and success that you desire and dream of. This book is amazing, and so I'm so inspired hearing, you know, Paul Hutchings talk about it. I'm definitely going to, I was already reading the book, I'm definitely going to read it more intently, and like he said, you know, study it over and over, read it over and over, apply it, live it, you know, and I believe that miracles and huge breakthroughs and tremendous results and successes are going to be manifested because of it. So let's just read a little bit of this this book. Faith is the topic tonight. Faith is a state of mind which may be induced by auto-suggestion. All down the ages, the religionists have admonished struggling humanity to have faith in this, that, and the other dogma or creed, but they have failed to tell the people how to have faith. They have not stated that faith is a state of mind and that it may be induced by self-suggestion. In language which any normal human being can understand, we will describe all that is known about the principle through which faith may be developed where it does not already exist. Have faith in yourself, have faith in the infinite. Before we begin, you should be reminded again that faith is the eternal elixir which gives life power to the impulse of thought. The foregoing sentence is worth reading a second time and a third and a fourth. It's worth reading aloud. So, we'll read it again. Faith is the eternal elixir which gives life, power, and action to the impulse of the rules of science. Faith is the only known antidote for failure. Faith is the element, the chemical which, when mixed with prayer, gives one direct communication with infinite intelligence. Faith is the element which transforms the ordinary vibration of thought created by the finite mind of man into the spiritual equivalent. Faith is the only agency through which the cosmic force of infinite intelligence can be harnessed and used by man. Every one of the foregoing statements is capable of proof. The proof is simple and easily demonstrated. It is wrapped up in the principle of auto-suggestion. Let us center our attention, therefore, upon the subject of self-suggestion and find out what it is and what it is capable of achieving. It is he will actually accept the lie as truth. Moreover, he will believe it to be the truth. Every man is what he is because of the dominating thoughts which he permits to occupy his mind. Thoughts which a man deliberately places in his own mind and encourages with sympathy, and with which he mixes any one or more of the emotions, constitute the motivating forces which direct and control his every movement, act, and deed. Thoughts which are mixed with any of the feelings of emotions constitute a magnetic force which attracts from the vibrations of the ether other similar or related thoughts. You see now, my friends, that was Jane Hill, Think You're Rich. And the reason I want to share that with you was because, you know, to emphasize that powerful fact that it is only through belief in yourself, in what you want to achieve, in your dreams, that you can achieve it. You know, I actually was reading scripture, and I was reading the Lesson of the Withered Fig Tree. And in this story, Jesus, actually his name is Yeshua, because his true name is the Hebrew Yeshua, which Jesus is derived from. Yeshua was walking with his disciples, and they came upon a fig tree, and for whatever reason, Jesus cursed the fig tree to wither up and dry, you know, wither up and die, basically. And the next day, they were actually passing by the fig tree again. And Peter, you know, noticed that the fig tree had been withered. It had withered all up. And he said to Yeshua, he said, "Look, Lord, the tree has withered just as you said, just as you cursed it withered." And Yeshua said, "Have faith in Jah. Have faith, for if you have faith that you can lift up the mountain and cast it into the sea, without any doubt, it will be done. Whatever you ask, ask as you if you already have it, and if you ask in this way, it will be done unto you." Jesus here, Yeshua, is explaining the power of belief, the power of faith. And he's actually, Jesus is always teaching about the law of attraction over and over and over again. Every time, you know, that people are healed, actually, Jesus, he continually says, it is because of your faith that you have been healed, you know. So it's, that's why an example, that's why, you know, somebody like Yeshua, somebody like a leader, somebody like an inspirational person, a mentor, you know, somebody successful, somebody that is a positive influence, you know. When we model, you know, our lives after them, when we associate and listen and you know, try to be around them and as much as possible. You know, when you when you're mentoring under somebody, when you're learning, you have the opportunity to absorb some of that energy, you know. So Jesus, you know, Yeshua, he was such a divine example, you know. And that divine example, you know, it stirred such powerful faith that they believed that, you know, Jesus could heal them. And Jesus is like, yes, Jesus can heal them. And he did heal them. But he said it was their faith which healed them. So the ones that needed healing but didn't have a faith, they didn't receive the healing. But it was those ones that had the faith. Those were always the ones that were healed. And in the same way, you know, Yeshua is saying, you know, whatever mountains are in the way of your success, in the way of your dreams, if you believe, you know, that you must achieve your dream, that you must, that failure is not an option, that success is a must, that freedom is a must, that if you believe that with your whole heart and you do everything possible to achieve freedom, then you know that the Lord and the universe, the power, whatever you call it, you know, you know you have full conviction, you believe, you have faith that those mountains of adversity, those mountains which are challenges, they will be moved and cast into the sea. And you will achieve your dream and you will manifest no matter how long it takes. You might not know how, but somehow, some way, you're going to live your dream. You're going to be free. You know, that's the belief. That's the faith that you can achieve anything. And whatever you desire with your pure heart, with, you know, your pure mind, and even if it's not so pure, it doesn't matter. When you really want something, you can have it, whether good or bad. That's the law of attraction. It's always working. Positive or negative, the law is always the law. But for those that, you know, understand the law of attraction, and we understand, you know, the power of a dream, because when you have a dream and, you know, we're fighting the forces of evil here. In Power Network, you know, we punch wussies in the face. Metaphorically, that means, you know, any people trying to misuse the power, you know, misuse the law of attraction for negative, you know. Most people are doing it unconsciously, you know. It's like when people are having bad luck, you know, you notice that it gets worse and worse for them. But it's not really that they have bad luck, it's just they think they are, and they dwell on it. It's because they're dominating thoughts, you know, and it just produces more, you know, like if they stub your toe in the morning, you know, and you start the day off wrong, you know, have you noticed that, you know, more and more, you know, will happen, which seem like, oh, you're having a bad day. But when you start the day, have you noticed that, you know, everything seems to go, oh, it's just so awesome. Everything's working out. It's just such a good day, you know. So that's your thoughts, you know. And so people get into these negative mindsets, you know. And the freedom, the true freedom is to free your mind, just like Bob Marley said. Have no fear. What did Bob Marley say? None but ourselves can free our own minds. So I have about 40 seconds left, and my blog talk radio is going to shut down. I'm at the free feature with blog talk at the moment, so it's only a half hour. But I hope you enjoy my show. I'm going to be doing it again. I'll let you guys know when I do my next show. I'll post this up so you guys can listen to it on social media. And if you're interested in learning more about, you know, the blog beast and how we're creating six-figure incomes with a blog, go to HTTP, you know, basically go to SakshiZion.com. That's SakshiZion.com.